由麦克牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted you have joined us again.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，好欢迎你再一次收听我哋嘅节目《天路导向》。
And we pray that God will use it to bless you in your life.
我哋一路喺度祈祷，求神使用呢一个嘅专题，呢一个嘅系列信息去赐福你嘅生命。
And to the blessing of the kingdom of God.
并且咧系赐福神嘅国度。
We are in the midst of a series of messages on conquering fear.
我哋咧正喺度讲紧一个系关于点样去克服恐惧嘅一个系列。
I want to talk to you today about another type of fear.
今日咧，我想系同你去讲有关于咧系另外一种嘅恐惧。
Have you ever met someone who, when something good comes along, they start wondering when God is going to take it back?
你有冇曾经遇过一种系咁样嘅人呢？就系当一切都好顺利、一帆风顺嘅时候咧，佢哋就开始担心神会喺咩时间会将一切咧都攞走咧。
There are some people who think that when something good happens to them, they begin to live in fear and worry about when this thing will be taken away from them.
有啲人咧会系咁嘅，就系当好事发生喺佢哋身上嘅时候咧，就开始担忧，开始惊，佢哋好担心咧会系好景不长嘅。
I want to explain to you where that feeling came from。
我咧嚟同你解释一下，点解会有呢一种恐惧嘅感觉嘅咧
？Long time ago，
喺好耐以前。
The pagan Europeans used to live in utter fear and terror.
嗰啲相信异教嘅欧洲人，即系嗰啲异教徒咧，佢哋曾经咧系生活喺极度嘅恐惧之中嘅。
Especially when something good happened to them.
尤其是咧，当一啲好事系发生喺佢哋身上嘅时候咧，佢哋就特别恐惧。
Their fear was wrapped up in the belief that the gods want to make them miserable.
他们的恐惧呢是因为呢他们相信神灵呢总是会带一些的痛苦给他们的。
Let me give you an example.
让我举一个例子给你听。
If John met Peter in the forest,
假设有一天有一个叫做约翰的人在森林里面呢遇到一个叫彼得的人。
And he said to him,
那约翰呢就跟彼得说了。
Hey, Peter,
哎，彼得啊
！I got the horse I wanted, and for a good price too.
我咧就买到我好想买嘅嗰匹马，而且买嘅价钱咧亦都唔错嘅。
Immediately, both men would gasp.
咁喺即刻呢一个时候咧，呢两个人咧就会即刻倒抽一口凉气啊
！And John would run to the nearest tree and start pounding on it.
然后约翰呢就会系跑到去附近最近佢嘅嗰棵树嗰度，然后就开始敲打嗰棵树啦。
Why？
点解约翰会咁样做嘅咧
？Because pagan Europeans believed that the gods lived in trees。
因为呢啲欧洲嘅异教徒咧，佢哋相信嗰啲嘅神灵系住喺树里边嘅。
Why do you think pagan Europeans knocked on trees after announcing some good news?
你知唔知道呢啲欧洲嘅异教徒，佢哋喺宣布咗一啲好消息嘅时候，点解要去敲打嗰啲树咧
？They thought that if the gods who lived in the trees heard about human happiness,
因为佢哋认为如果嗰啲住喺树里边嘅神灵知道啲人好开心、好快乐嘅时候咧。
They would become angrily jealous.
咁呢啲嘅神灵咧，就会系好愤怒、好嫉妒嘅。
And they would cause mischief to happen to the person.
而且咧，仲会系去捣乱、去搞呢一啲嘅人。
And they take that happiness away.
然后咧，系攞走佢哋嘅快乐嘅。
So John would pound on the tree to drive the gods away.
所以咧， 约翰就要去敲打那些树，咁咧就想去赶走那些神灵嘅。
And this is where knock on wood custom came from.
呢个咧就系敲打木头呢一种风俗嘅由来啦。
The next time you knock on wood, know what you're doing.
下次你敲木头嘅时候咧，你就知道自己究竟喺度做紧啲乜嘢啦。
After 2,000 years of Christianity, fear that was common in paganism still persists today.
基督教由开始到现在呢，已经是有2000年那么久的时间了。普遍在异教徒里面的那种恐惧呢，至今是仍然存在的。
The reason fear is on the increase is because faith is on the decrease.
恐惧之所以不断增加呢，就是因为信心呢正是不断在度沦丧紧嘅。
And without surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ, there can be no freedom from fear.
如果我哋唔能够归向主耶稣基督，咁我哋呢就冇可能远离呢啲嘅恐惧啦。
Without submission to the will of God, which is always for our good,
神嘅旨意总是呢为了我们的好处的，但是如果我们不信服的话，
There can be no victory over fear.
那呢就没有可能胜过恐惧了。
Without coming under the power of the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ,
如果我们不能够来到复活的主耶稣基督他荫庇底下的大能的话呢，
There can be no liberation from anxiety and fear.
咁我哋咧就绝对冇办法从忧虑同埋恐惧之中咧系被解放出嚟啦。
Now, if you have just tuned in,
嗱，如果咧你系啱啱开始收听我哋呢个节目《天路导向》嘅听众朋友咧
，We are in the midst of a series of messages entitled "Freedom from Fear."
请你留意啦，我哋咧正系讲紧一个嘅专题系列信息，系叫做咧脱离恐惧嘅自由嘅。
What do I mean by fear?
我所讲嘅恐惧到底系咩意思呢？
I don't mean that a person can never experience any fear whatsoever.
我并唔系话一个人可以天不怕地不怕。
No.
唔系呢个意思嘅。
Today we're going to look at another individual in the Bible.
今日我哋嚟睇睇圣经里面另外一位嘅人物啦。
This particular man allowed his fears to take hold of him.
这个人呢是容许恐惧来去控制他的。
And ended up in discouragement and pessimism and emotional depression again and again in his life.
结果呢他的生命里面呢就一而再再而三地灰心失意，很悲观，也都很情绪低落。
Until he was delivered from the dominion of fear.
在他彻底地从恐惧的控制底下挣脱出来之前，
He was not effective in his life.
他的一生呢都是不能够产生果效的。
Fear not only dominated this man's life,
恐惧不单止主宰这个人的生活，
but it dominated all of his relationships as well.
也都主宰了他和周围的人的关系。
Do you know who I'm talking about?
你知唔知我所讲嘅系边一个呢？
I'm talking about Thomas.
我所讲嘅系多马。
Thomas was a man who was privileged to walk and talk with the Son of God.
多马系一个好有福气同神嘅儿子耶稣基督同行共话嘅人。
Thomas was a man who was privileged to witness One miracle after another with his own eyes.
多马好有福气，因为他能够亲眼睇见耶稣所施行的每一个神迹。
Thomas was a man who was privileged to hear the greatest teaching ever taught.
多马有福气亲耳听到有史以来最伟大的教导。
And the greatest sermon ever preached.
同埋呢，是最伟大的报道讲章。
from the lips of the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
这些都是从主耶稣基督他自己的口中讲出来的。
Yet he allowed his fears to take hold of his life.
但是多马却是容许恐惧来去控制他的生命。
And Jesus had to lift him up from pessimism.
那耶稣呢就要是将多马从悲观之中解放出来。
And from discouragement.
从气馁之中解放出来。
From despondency.
从失望之中解放出来。
From depression.
亦都呢是从沮丧之中呢是解放出来的。
Social scientists tell us,
社会学家咧话俾我哋听
，that there are basically four different human emotions.
佢话咧，基本上人类系有四种唔同嘅情绪嘅
，joy，
包括咗喜乐
，sorrow，
悲伤
，anger，
愤怒
，and fear，
以及咧系恐惧嘅。
All other human feelings come under one of these four categories.
人类所有其他的情绪都是基于这四种的情绪产生的。
And all of us at some point in our lives have experienced each of these emotions.
我们每一个人在人生不同的阶段也都是一一经历过这四种的情绪的。
But I believe that fear is central to all others.
但是我相信恐惧是其他所有的情绪的中心来的。
Fear can banish your joy.
因为恐惧可以消除你的快乐。
Fear will induce sorrow.
恐惧可以引起你的悲伤。
Fear will produce anger.
恐惧亦都咧系能够产生愤怒嘅。
And I believe that fear is the deepest root of all negative emotions in life.
我亦都相信恐惧系生命里边所有负面情绪嘅最深层、最深层嘅根源。
I have a biblical reason for believing this.
我咧系有一个圣经嘅理由咧嚟去支持呢个谂法嘅。
The Bible repeatedly tells believers to fear not.
圣经一再重复咁样去话俾信徒听，唔需要惧怕。
Fear not.
唔需要惧怕。
Why?
点解咁样讲呢
？The God who made us, He knew that this is a deeply rooted problem in our lives.
嗰位创造我哋嘅神。他知道恐惧是我们生命里面最根本的问题所在。
Fear leads to emotional depression.
恐惧是会导致我们情绪低落的。
And that is why you have to go back to fear in dealing with pessimism and discouragement.
所以要解决悲观和气馁的问题呢就一定要追溯到恐惧这个根本的原因了。
Thomas's fear caused him to live in pessimism.
多马因为恐惧，所以就生活在悲观之中。
A pessimistic person is a person who wakes up in the morning.
一个悲观的人呢，就是呢，当他是一朝早起身的时候。
And he may smile.
他可能呢，是会微笑的。
But very quickly he gets it over and done with for the rest of the day.
但是就到此为止了，他整天呢，都不会再微笑的了。
It is the kind of person who, if he sees the sun is shining,
呢一种人呢，亦都系咧，会当佢睇见阳光灿烂嘅时候
，he will tell you that it won't last.
咁佢就会话俾你听咧，天色系唔会常蓝嘅。
He is the kind of person that if you tell him that he looks good,
当你话俾佢听，佢睇起上嚟气色都唔错嘅时候
，he will tell you that appearances can be deceiving.
他就会告诉你外表是不可信的。
He is the kind of person that if you pay him a genuine compliment,
如果你好诚恳咁样去称赞佢嘅时候，
he spends the rest of the day trying to figure out what you really want.
佢就会成日都喺度谂，你究竟系有咩居心呢？
It's like the cartoon character who one day decided that he's going to have a new philosophy in life.
就好似咧一个漫画中嘅人物一样，就系某一日佢突然之间决定要去实践一个新嘅人生哲学。
He said the following.
佢咁样讲，
I'm only going to live in dread one day at a time.
佢话我决定咧要忧忧愁愁咁样去过日子，过一日算一日。
Pessimism is the opposite of optimism.
悲观的对立面，悲观的相反词呢，就是乐观了。
Optimistic people are forever looking at the bright side.
乐观的人呢，是永远都会看光明的一面的。
Optimistic people are forever hope-filled.
乐观的人永远都是充满希望的。
Optimistic people are forever faith-filled.
乐观的人永远都充满信心。
Optimistic people always see great things that could be done.
乐观的人总是看到可以完成的大事。
Optimistic people believe that God is on the throne.
乐观的人相信神是坐在宝座上的。
And he is in control.
神掌管一切。
And that's enough for them.
这一点对于乐观的人来讲已经足够了。
Optimistic people are like this farmer who was having a rough time financially.
乐观的人呢，就好像一个的农夫，是在面临呢经济的难关。
But he always trusted that the Lord was going to bring good out of his situation.
但是这个农夫很乐观，他总是相信主是会在困境里面呢赐福给他的。
This optimistic farmer went to see his banker.
咁呢个乐观嘅农夫咧，就去见银行嘅职员啦。
And he said to him,
咁佢就对个职员讲
，I have good news and I have bad news.
佢话我有个好消息，同时咧亦都有个坏消息。
Which one do you want to hear first?
你想听边个先呢
？The banker said, "Well, let's get rid of the bad news first."
咁个银行职员咧就话。咁让我哋一齐先解决咗嗰个坏消息先啦。
The optimistic farmer said to the banker，
咁呢个乐观嘅农夫咧就对银行职员讲啦。
You know, with the drought and everything, I will not be able to pay my mortgage on my house。
你知啦，因为遇上旱灾，我冇办法咧系支付呢一个房屋嘅贷款啊。
Neither the principal nor the interest，
包括咗本金同埋利息。
And the banker said, "This is bad news."
咁个银行职员就话呢个真系坏消息啊。
The optimistic farmer said,
咁呢个乐观嘅农夫咧就继续讲啦。
You know the loan that I got on my machinery and the equipment?
你知唔知我嘅农具同埋设备都系贷款噶
？And the banker said, "Yes."
银行职员就话系啊，我知啊。
Well, I will not pay that either.
咁农夫就话。咁所以我亦都冇办法偿还农具同埋设备嗰啲嘅贷款啊
，principal or interest，
包括咗本金同埋利息。
And the banker said this is doubly bad news。
咁银行职员咧就话啦，呢个真系双重嘅坏消息。
But the optimistic farmer hadn't finished yet。
乐观嘅农夫仲未讲完。
He said to the banker，
佢就对银行职员话啦。
Oh, one more thing.
还有一件事。
You know the loan that I had on the seed and the fertilizer?
你知道我在种子和肥料上都有贷款的。
He said, I won't be able to pay that either.
他说我同样也是没办法偿还的。
And the banker said, I cannot take any more bad news.
银行职员就说我真的不能再承受其他的坏消息了。
Give me some good news.
可不可以讲些好消息我听啊？
The optimistic farmer said,
乐观的农夫说了,
The good news is,
好消息就是,
I'm going to continue to do business with you.
他说我愿意继续和你去做生意。
Here is a man who had learned how to have freedom over his fears.
从这个乐观的农夫的故事，我们就看到这个人是一个懂得怎样从恐惧里面获取自由的。But
the Apostle Thomas allowed his fears to lead him into emotional depression.
但是司徒多马却是容许恐惧将他自己陷在情绪的低谷里面。
That is why we see him in the Gospels always pessimistic.
所以我们在福音书里面，是看见多马，他总是很悲观，很容易，就是很担心一些事。Always
anticipating the worst.
他永远都是去设想最差、最坏的情况。Always
discouraged.
他总是很容易就会气馁，就会灰心失望的。
Always hopeless.
他总是很绝望的样子。The
very first action Jesus took in helping Thomas find freedom over his fear was to choose him to be among the 12.
主耶稣基督帮助多马脱离恐惧的第一步，就是拣选多马成为十二门徒里面的其中一员。
The love of Jesus is the foundational stone in overcoming fear.
主耶稣基督的爱是战胜恐惧的基石来的。Thomas,
being a person who was always down on himself,
多马，他作为一个非常自卑的人,
probably couldn't believe that Jesus had chosen him.
很可能他没办法去相信耶稣会选择他。As
you'll see in the scripture,
你在圣经里面的记载，你就看到了。There
are three more times the Lord Jesus Christ had to take him through these steps.
耶稣基督也带多马走过三个步骤。You
will see Thomas's discouragement even though he walked and talked with Jesus for 3 years.
多马，他虽然跟随耶稣基督，同耶稣是同行交往有成三年咁耐嘅时间，但系你仍然会睇见佢有沮丧嘅时候。Fear
made Thomas see only the problems.
恐惧就令到多马只系睇得见问题。Could
see only difficulties.
只是看到眼前的困难。Could
only see the dark side of things.
他只是会看得见事物的阴暗的一面，只是看到那些很令他难堪的地方。But
Jesus loved him and sympathetically tried to help him overcome his fears.
但是主耶稣很爱他, 好同情，好有同情心咁样咧，去帮助佢去克服佢嘅恐惧。
That is why he ultimately became effective for the kingdom of God later in his life.
呢个咧就系点解多马能够喺佢嘅下半生里边对神嘅国度系有所贡献嘅原因啦。
We're going to see more about Thomas in the next message.
我哋咧就会喺下一集嘅节目里边，即系下一集嘅《天路导向》里边咧，系睇到系能够认识到更多有关于多马嘅事嘅。
But I want to tell you something important.
但系咧，而家我就想同你讲一啲好重要嘅事。
If you are a fearful person who allows your fears to make you negative and pessimistic, listen carefully.
如果你是一个胆怯的人，你很容易容许恐惧使你变得消极和悲观的话，请你仔细听我讲。
First, I want to tell you what you ought to know.
首先我要告诉你一些你应该知道的事。
And what you ought to tell yourself every moment of every day.
以及是在每一天每时每刻要不断提醒你自己的事。
You must remind yourself that Jesus loves you.
你一定要提醒自己，主耶稣好爱你。
That he died on the cross for you.
你要提醒自己，主耶稣是为你死在十字架上面的。
That he paid the wages of your sins.
主耶稣已经为你的罪付上了代价了。
You also must remind yourself that Jesus wants you to live a fear-free life.
你亦都一定要提醒你自己，主耶稣希望你过一个自由无惧嘅生活。
He did it in Thomas's life.
佢喺多马嘅生命里边已经完成咗呢件事啦。
And he wants to do the same with you.
佢亦都好想喺你嘅生命里边做同样嘅事。
Will you accept his invitation?
你愿不愿意接受他的邀请呢?
As Thomas allowed the love of the Lord Jesus Christ to penetrate deep into his inner psyche,
多马让主耶稣基督的爱深深进入他的心灵里面,
to penetrate deep into his life,
渗透入去他的生命里面,
at that point he began the process of overcoming fears.
从此他就开始了克服恐惧的历程了。
This was done in steps.
这个历程是一步一步地完成的。
The first step in this process was Thomas's acceptance of Jesus's invitation.
第一步，多马接受了主耶稣的邀请。
I pray that no one is listening to me that would not accept the invitation of being liberated from fear.
我祈求神，让每一位收听这个节目的朋友都愿意接受邀请，从恐惧里面得到释放。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你，我们下次节目时间再见。